supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Our Milky Way galaxy's close neighbor appears to be on a diet. Helping us to count cosmic calories is Derek Pitts, chief astronomer at the Franklin Institute. Derek, what's going on in Andromeda?
The Andromeda Galaxy, like ours, is a gigantic collection of hundreds of billions of stars. It's about 2.5 million light years away from us, but when we try to measure its weight, it was determined that Andromeda was about 3 or 4 times bigger than our galaxy.
Bigger, again, by weight, a thumb on the scale, or dimension, size?
Well, at first it was thought that it was about the same size, but just had a lot more stuff. Lots more stars, lots more gas, lots more mass. But more recent analysis shows us something quite different. What we see of the galaxy accounts for only 10% of its mass. So now the question is, if it doesn't have anywhere near as many stars, how does it weigh so much? We end up with the answer that seems to be a really great catch-all term for a lot of things, and that is, it looks like dark matter is a major component of this galaxy, much more so than we ever thought before.
That's a real catch-all if it accounts for 90% of the stuff.
Yeah, it seems like it's most of the galaxy. But then when you compare that with the other findings about dark matter and dark energy around the universe, maybe it lines up pretty nicely because 96% of all the stuff in the universe is dark matter and dark energy. Only 4% is the actual real matter that we see, the real material stuff.
Now, let's note that at 2.5 million light years away, it's pretty distant, yet it's coming closer and closer to our Milky Way.
One of the most interesting aspects of the relationship between the two is that we are on a collision course. Yes, our gigantic galaxy with its hundreds of billions of stars and our neighbor galaxy at some point in the future are going to ram into each other. And this is not an unusual thing to happen for galaxies. There are plenty of examples of galaxies merging all throughout the universe.
Will it be Milky Dromeda or An Wei?
I like the Milky Dromeda part, but we won't find out for another little bit because it looks like this probably won't take place for at least 5 billion years, in which time our own sun will begin to grow and change in such a way that the Earth may no longer be here in this portion of the solar system anyway.
Never mind summer. It's still chilly, but when's spring?
Well, not too far away, actually. Just about 8 days away. But we're getting a good taste of spring right now because if you're listening to this program on time, well, that's because you adjusted your clock yesterday, moving your clock ahead 1 hour. We're gaining about 2 minutes and 40 seconds of sunlight every day, and that's on both ends of the day. So you'll notice that sunsets are coming later and later. Right now, sunset comes at 7 p.m., and we're going to continue to increase that as we go on into the spring and in the summer. But in the morning, sunrises are coming earlier as well. So right now, sunrise is at about 7:15 in the morning for those of us in this part of the world. But by the end of the month, sunrises will be coming a half hour earlier at about 6:45. That, of course, will continue as we move on towards summer.
In our time left, let's get a listing of anniversaries of note this week, starting with the Franklin Institute, which moved to Logan Square in 1934.
Yes, there is a really interesting anniversary there, and it's the anniversary of the birth of Eugene Cernan. Eugene Cernan was the last astronaut to walk on the moon, 1972, Apollo 17. So, Gene Cernan was born in 1934, the same year the Franklin Institute opened its doors.
Preceding that, 1879 is a year of note.
The year when Albert Einstein was born. Einstein, of course, is very well known for his general theory of relativity, the special theory of relativity, and so many other things, particularly his iconic matter-to-energy equation, E equals mc squared.
The c squared refers, I believe, to the speed of light?
It does. It's really very simple. If you take any matter and accelerate it to the speed of light, you're going to convert it out to energy. So this is the reason why we have to understand that if we wanted to reach the speed of light, all of our matter would have to be converted to energy in order to get us to that point. So At that point, we no longer become the payload, but become the fuel that drives the spacecraft to that incredible speed. But who knows what happens when we get there? Because of the popular notion that achieving the speed of light allows us to go back in time, we'll take that bit of poetic license and also recognize Giovanni Schiaparelli, who, born in 1835 on March 14th, was the first person to postulate that lines and figures found on the surface of Mars as viewed through a telescope actually were canals, canals where water flowed and allowed for transportation and commerce to grow and prosper among the inhabitants of the red planet. We now know conclusively, of course, that although there might be what seemed to be like riverbeds on the surface of Mars, that they once were filled with water, but there is no advanced civilization to have taken advantage of them for means of transportation or commercial development.
Was it Schiaparelli's discovery that launched the notion of Martians, or was that in popular lore even prior?
That's a really great question, and often we find that science either leads the science fiction, or sometimes the science fiction tends to point toward the science. Schiaparelli's identification or association of the features that he saw with known features on this planet certainly did help to whip up the idea of developed civilizations on other planets.
Thanks, Derek.
My pleasure, Dave.
Derek Pitts, chief astronomer at the Franklin Institute. He joins us each week at this time on NewsWorks Tonight.